Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Melissa Kay.
Good morning. Hello, I'm here.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What did I do?
No.
She's
connected.
I've got everything right over here.
I'm here.
I'm looking at the board.
She can get mad at me if she can't get through.
I'm talking.
We, of course, are joined by our head of production, that voice over there, Seth Habager.
Good morning, everyone.
And the best listeners in radio. We'll get to Mel joining us here in a moment.
Yeah.
For now, let's go ahead and join our good friend, Brittany Merlot, who does a really good Melissa impression, actually. Brittany, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing great. Doing really good over here. Brittany, Mother Nature hit us with some snow, some cold over the weekend. What are we looking at for the week ahead?
Oh, we're pretty darn cold for a good chunk of this week, but a ton of sunshine, so at least it'll look good through the windows. It just won't feel good as you step outside. So layers, layers, layers. Don't keep your pets outside. It is dangerously cold with these wind chills today, especially because winds are gusting up to about 25 miles per hour this afternoon, too. So our highs of zero, that's our high temperature, a big old goose egg zero, will actually feel about 10 below. So right now we're feeling about 25 below, and our warmest temperature will feel about 10 below. So no thawing going on today or tomorrow. Highs only at about 6 degrees tomorrow. We'll climb to 10 degrees on Wednesday. And then we are jumping up into those near 20 degrees on Thursday. So,
So cold.
The gist. Yes. It's cold.
Appreciate the notes, though, Brittany, because it is always a great reminder to, you know, keep our pets indoors, check in on our senior population out there, and check in on each other. Be good to each other in this weather. I mean, it's bad enough out there. Let's not be bad to each other on top of it.
You know, I agree.
I feel like during the colder times like this, everybody should be like Mr. Rogers. Everybody, aww, there is no reason to be mean to each other. Whatever it is, just think about it. Like, well, somebody stubs your, steps on your foot or something like that.
Right.
It's much worse. The cold for all that is.
Yep.
That's it. That's what it is right there. That's thank you, Brittany. We appreciate you.
Yep.
You too. Have a great day. Stay
Have
warm.
A good one. Best in the business up for Brittany.
I think we got it, Melissa. I think we can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Hey.
I just realized that I forgot to return one button to where it was supposed to be.
It's always Seth's fault.
I'm okay with that because, honestly, between the three of us, it's usually me. It's usually me and my big hands hitting something in the morning. I just walk into the days. Button on.
Actually, I was kind of planning because Beth said I could be heard on the stream.
Right.
I was just going to insert things when you guys were talking that just you could hear, that the audience could hear. That would be funny.
Oh, God, that'd be good. We might have to do that sometime.
Yeah.
We appreciate everybody joining us so much. We got some fun stuff lined up for you this morning. We're going to get into, we're going to France this morning.
Ooh,
talk about
what
they're asking their people to do with their clothing. Got an interesting one there. We've got the most mispronounced names. And I think some surprising additions to that.
Yes, that's very interesting.
It's a Monday. That means in the 9 o'clock hour, Beth Habager will join us with the kitchens open.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. We'll get into a little bit of entertainment news for you as well. And before we wrap up today, we have 8 everyday activities that count as exercise. Got that.
Hey, I need that.
Got that one coming up. Got some good stories of the day and plenty more. And speaking of good stories of the day, if it's all right with you, Melissa, I do want to find out a little bit about some of the things that you were up to this weekend just to highlight highlight everybody that attended them. But we do have to start in one place because today is President's Day.
It is.
And just a real quick note to the audience that Pam is not in the office today.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do need something, I would say if you really do need to stop by, if you give us a call, I'm checking the phones up front and keeping an eye on that. And we'll certainly try to reach out. Otherwise, tomorrow, back in business, same as it ever was, all of the above. We're looking forward to that. Two quick notes. One, Pam left Seth and I a list of stuff, and I just love it. I'm keeping this forever. I don't know if you saw this, Seth.
I did.
She's the best. The heart of this whole entire station. We appreciate you so much for that, Pam. And then there was the other thing that I wanted to get into, and that is, how do you celebrate President's Day?
That's a good question.
Has you know, we outside of like buying a new mattress,
because, I mean, which seems to be the thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, either a new car or a new mattress.
President's Day sale.
Yeah, there's just tons of, and that's like my oldest memory of President's Day is those old local TV commercials where, mm-hmm. and I'm Crazy Sam, and you got to get down here because my presents are crazy. I miss those ads, by the way. I love those ads. But yeah, I'm curious how, and I don't know how many times I've done this in my life where I've actually like typed into a search engine a question like this, like, how do you celebrate President's Day? And there is no answers.
Oh my gosh.
The only real answer is, how do you celebrate President's Day? Relaxing at home or enjoying the day out?
Very vague.
For people who have it off, spend it wondering why I didn't get mail, and then I remember.
Right, yes. Oh, God, you and me both.
Why aren't any of my bank transactions happening? Oh, yeah.
I promise every one of you, I will check the mailbox twice today. Twice, I'll do it. And just real quick, Cliff Notes version of the day. The story of President's Day began in the 1800s, following the death of George Washington in 1799. His February 22nd birthday became a perennial day of remembrance. Mm-hmm. Certainly much later, with what happened with our President Abraham Lincoln, mm-hmm. in that it added to the day. But as all these years go by, now it's kind of been chalked up as just, hey, go out and buy a new mattress.
It's a day, right?
You know?
Day off, right?
So before we go too far down this rabbit hole, I do want to say real quick that I think that we could actually be celebrating this day. And then I think going forward, we really should make a point of actually making something meaningful about this day. Hmm. And I think it's real simple. It's all about freedom. It's all about democracy. It's all about what the president really is. And diving into that job and what it really is and what it was built for.
Yeah.
And the creation of it. Mm-hmm. And how, whatever you think of our government, whatever you think of democracy, I would like to think that you could take a step back and look at and marvel at the genius of it. And I don't use that word lightly. Mm-hmm. But we had people developing this that did not have the internet to go to research different things, that didn't have, couldn't just pick up the phone and call another country and ask, hey, you guys tried this. We want to try this.
Right.
You know, and compare notes.
Right.
Or anything.
Yeah.
They did this out of an imagination, out of creativity, and out of love of a new country, of a new land, and a new idea. A fresh new idea. Mm-hmm. We are teenagers compared to the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. We are still building this thing. Mm-hmm. And it is understandable that we might lose our way or lose sight or take our eye off the prize sometimes. Mm-hmm. But the president was never intended to be a dictator, was never intended to be a king or a queen. They are a public servant. Mm-hmm. They work for us.
Right.
Yep.
We are their boss. Keep remembering this and keep it in mind the next couple of weeks as we are going to the booths again. Remember it as you see news and what's happening out there with our government right now. And I don't mean just right now, but the next president and the president after that and so on and so on. Mm-hmm. There's a great line in the movie With Honors with Joe Pesci, who plays a homeless person. And he talks about this. And he talks about the president, and again, he is a homeless person at the time, an unhoused person, and he talks about how the president is a bum. The president doesn't pay rent. The president doesn't pay for a dang thing.
That's right.
We pay for that.
Yeah.
The president is literally on our dime.
Yes.
And as we talk about the money infused into politics, and I make the line every chance I get of how a politician having money in his pocket or who's in their pocket or what have you, guess who else is in their pocket? Us. We're in their pocket.
Right.
They need to be doing what we ask of them. Mm-hmm. And if they are not, they are not a fit president. And they don't deserve your respect. I am tired of the idea of just because you have a title, you deserve respect. You earn respect.
Earn it. Mm-hmm.
You earn it. Mm-hmm. And I have all the world, every bit of love and respect of the presidency. I truly do. I love this country. I love our democracy. And I love what we have. But I refuse to give blind respect. And to me, that's a lot of what today is about. Mm-hmm. Is about if you have to literally look up on Funkin' Wagnalls or Merriam-Webster or wherever you need to look at. God, I really hope there is still Funkin' Wagnalls. I just love being able to say that. Look up the definition of president. What does it say?
Mm-hmm.
And remember, who is in their pocket? Us.
Mm-hmm.
We are in charge.
And they are one branch of our government.
That's right.
Executive branch is one branch of
Yep.
Yes. Well said, Melissa. I'm sorry. I thought I had a good joke, and I was trampling all over what you were saying. It was much more important than what I had to say. I did want to encourage everybody, if you do need a new mattress, get one. I mean, you earned it. You deserve it. You deserve it. And I mean, it's good sales out there, right? I mean, go for it. Encourage you to buy local. We had some great events going on this weekend. And one of my favorite events that we do in this area, our Southwood County Empty Bowls event. Melissa, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I did want to touch on this because I thought it was really cool that you were able to attend.
Yeah, I got to go. It was really fun. It was at Focus, their new location, which is huge, mm-hmm. by the way.
Yeah.
It's great. And the bowls were beautiful. Like, we were just to try to choose just one was really hard. But the bowls were beautiful, all made by local, potters and pottery students, which was fun to see. And then they had so many kinds of soup too.
Oh yes, from,
because we had so many restaurants that participated,
yeah, so cool.
and donated soups to this. And then the volunteers that were there, it was great. And you guys, if you didn't attend, you really missed out on the cookies.
Oh, okay. Cookies.
Oh yeah. My God.
Oh no, cookies. Yeah.
They had homemade rolls. Kathy Kuhn made homemade rolls. Mm. They tasted just like my grandma's. Oh. It was so nostalgic for me.
Nice.
And then Don Tammen made the cookies. And oh my goodness. I had a chocolate chip, and my little buddy with me had a monster cookie.
Nice.
They were fantastic. And they had the monster cookies had the red and pink M&Ms in them for Valentine's Day.
Oh, yes.
So it was even better.
Oh,
no, it was so good.
Oh,
it was so much fun. And then I also got ribs at El Cafe. I did a lot of eating on Saturday, guys.
I was going to say.
So much eating.
I still
have ribs in my fridge, by the way.
Nice.
But yeah, stopped down at El Cafe for the fundraiser for Tony Perez to help him out, able to come home. They were mm-hmm. raising funds to try to help modify his home so that
right.
he can get around in a wheelchair there. So that yeah. was a great fundraiser as well. We got in and out quick because I got mine to go, not knowing, if I would be hungry after empty bowls right away. Which was, it was delicious. And the cookie filled us up. So
nice.
It was perfect. But yeah, they had a great fundraiser over there. And then I know the Wakely Winter Feast also went on.
Yeah.
So much food over there. I was considering going to all three, and it's good.
Oh my gosh, Melissa.
I know, right? But I got pictures of our buddy Heather was there and sent me a bunch of pictures. And I mean, they had everything from venison, which you would expect, to mm-hmm. raccoon.
Oh dear.
To squirrel. I mean, there was everything you could possibly think of.
They're keeping history alive over there.
Yes, they are.
Encourage you to find out more about all the great events that they're doing. Be listening to Midday Magazine. The boys join us all the time from over there. Mm-hmm. And, of course, go to their website, historicpointboss.com.
Mm-hmm. And now I'm on a diet this week.
Yeah, I was going yeah, Melissa's still full.
She filled herself up.
I cannot thank you enough for that, Melissa. Mm-hmm. Thank you for all that.
It was fun. It was great. Great, wonderful community events. And there were so many people. When we got there to the empty bowls, there had already been over 200 people that were
wow.
there. And in spite of the snow,
Right.
I mean, it was a snowy, kind of cruddy day out, but people still came out.
We appreciate all of these amazing participating businesses, Anchor Bay Bar and Grill, Chatterbox Catering, Danny Kay's Pub and Grill, Grace's Family Restaurant, Great Expectations, Hoozle Bar, Jennings and Company, Junkyard Bar and Grill, Olympic 2 Family Restaurant, Pancakes and Burgers, Purple Basil, Sportsman's Pub and Grill. I mentioned all of them. Not a single one of them gave me a penny to do that.
No, they didn't.
I'm mentioning them because they deserve it. We mm-hmm. appreciate them being a part of this event. A big shout out to Mary Schultz, committee chair, and all the great people over at Focus mm-hmm. doing such great work. Mm-hmm. I want to send a shout out even to Sparhawk Trucking,
mm-hmm.
who have advertised with us before, to be fair.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. Also just opening their doors to Focus and everything.
Mm-hmm.
This is an important cause, and I appreciate every single individual that went out there. All the kids that made these bowls and stuff, too, yeah. and
yes,
everything.
Yes, that's so cool.
They're beautiful. They're beautiful. Yeah. I have a beautiful – mine's actually a cup. It's a big cup.
Oh.
It's like a soup cup.
Soup cup gorgeous. Bowl thing.
Yes.
Real quick, Melissa, was there any wild rice soup there?
Mm. I don't think there was.
Oh, bummer.
Mm.
No, I don't feel so bad missing it.
but I skipped over all the ones that would have had dairy in them. So.
Oh, that's true. And usually wild rice soup has dairy in it, yeah.
Yeah. There was a smoky squash
Ooh.
That I asked about if it had dairy in it. Of course it did.
Aww.
But otherwise, I would have got that one. No, I got from Sportsman's. I had chicken noodle, and they were the big shells were the noodles. It was so good.
Oh, that's cool. Nice. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. And appreciate everybody, of course, helping out our friends over at El Cafe as well and getting some good ribs over the weekend that tasted even mm-hmm. better because yep. of the good you put into them. We're going to talk about El Cafe when we get back here with the morning show on WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself tomorrow when they open their doors over at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. The gang earned the week, the Monday off, you know.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They had long days on Friday as normal and then also Saturday for mm-hmm. the fundraiser. They were open from 2 to 6, which is not normal on a Saturday.
No.
They do a really nice thing here, too, on their Facebook page. You go check it out where they shout out their top fans and everything. Mm. Encourage people to check that out. Subscribe to their page.
I got a free meal by doing that, guys.
Oh, nice.
I know.
Nice.
Lucky
yeah.
duck.
Right on. Get on over there. Buy local support. Local support those that support this community, everybody. They'll be open again tomorrow. Make your plans. And you can take a look at that menu and plan out what you want to have and everything. And then completely throw it out the window when you see their specials.
Exactly. You'll want that instead. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. And, of course, get us those birthdays and anniversaries, however you need to. We want to hear from you. You can email us, info@WFHR.com, direct message us from our Facebook pages. And, of course, you can call up
715-424-2600 or just one button dial-in with the Civic Media app. It's free.
Looking forward to hearing from you, everybody. Mm-hmm. Feel free to call up anytime during the next 2 hours. We'll be sure to have fun.
For Mondays, we should play Silverchair's Tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
As the lead-in music.
Oh, yes.
There you go.
Perfect. Yes.
Kind of a deep cut, but, you know,
oh,
we
I
should
love
do that.
It. I love it. I'm all in. I'm in. I'm in. If you listen to Unlabeled, it's not that deep of a cut.
No, because it was the first song yeah, we played yeah, yesterday.
Yeah. We appreciate everybody getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. Seth, I need a one or a two.
Two.
Oh, actually, you know what? I'm sorry. Actually, we just have one person that can qualify.
Oh, never mind. That one.
Yeah, nicely done. Nicely done. Just two names on the list today and just one possible qualifier. I do want to say a happy birthday to David Green.
Happy birthday, David.
Happy birthday, David.
One of my coworkers and classmates over at Second City for a couple of years, a couple of classes and everything.
Oh, yeah,
David's
yeah.
awesome. David's awesome. Mm-hmm. He's in real estate. I was in real estate in Chicago
okay. but,
and got into this to kind of be better at that
uh-huh.
and started really liking it and stuff.
Oh,
just kind of
cool.
does a little more theater here and there and stuff.
Nice.
Really handsome and very talented man. Not fair. Not fair. I've been trying to do this since I was 7. He just walks into
yeah,
it.
Right.
He's getting roles and everything. He's a good guy.
Big real estate guy. Gah.
Happy birthday to our qualifier, Cindy Grimm.
Happy birthday, Cindy.
Happy birthday, Cindy.
Cindy spells it C-Y-N-D-I.
Okay.
I've always liked that spelling. That's an interesting thing. I like that. Have a great birthday, Cindy. Enjoy your mm-hmm. day. And you're a qualifier. Brag to all your friends, family,
right.
animals, everybody. We encourage you to take a look at our celebrity list as well. There's some mm-hmm. good names on there. Ed Sheeran is 34.
Wow.
Shape of You, Perfect, Thinking Out Loud. Great singer-songwriter.
Yes. Very talented individual.
And it worked really hard to get to this level, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of those people that really grinded
Man,
at it.
To be as popular as he is with the style of music he does,
yeah.
it's pretty remarkable considering mm-hmm. where pop music is right now.
Oh, I feel that way about like Josh Groban and Michael Bublé and
yep.
these are
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, I feel the same.
It's impressive.
I felt the same way about Harry Connick Jr. when he was big and
yep.
stuff and
mm-hmm.
everything.
But Ed has a lot of a blend of music in there.
That's true.
He has folk, pop, R&B, rock, and hip hop.
He does. He mixes it up well.
Jamie Foxx just happened to be out. Jamie Foxx actually does do this. He's a bit of a scout because somebody scouted him. Keenan Ivory Wayne scouted him and gave him an opportunity out of nowhere. So he kind of pays it forward doing that. You know, we hear a lot of some of the artists, but a guy like Ed Sheeran slept on his couch for 2 months and used his recording studio to record a demo, and now we all know who he is.
That's his history.
Yeah, paying it forward, man.
Mm-hmm.
Another guy who does that really well, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, is 44 today. Arthur in Inception, of course, Tommy in Third Rock from the Sun. He was John in The Dark Knight Rises. Was going to be Robin if they had continued doing them, and it would have been awesome. Not that I'm angry about that.
Not at all.
He's also Jiminy Cricket in the live-action Pinocchio. Joseph Gordon-Levitt also has an app that you can download called Hit Record, and you can do little cameos on there. You can do monologues on there and post them, and casting agents and different people from different industries will listen to them.
Wow.
I've had a little bit of help from that, but what I've really had is Mr. Levitt himself reaching out to me and others and just being like, hey, I like this, or hey, do you mind if I use your picture for promotion for this?
Wow.
To promote Hit Record.
Yeah.
And he's used a couple of my pictures. I've helped him write a commercial.
Wow.
I've never spoken a word to him. It's all through email.
right, yeah.
but he's also been really, I've seen him in interviews and I've heard from other actors how he does this. This is one of these guys who's really trying to bring, rising tide raises all boats kind of thing.
Cool.
I will back him for a long time. He's a good guy. Jason Ritter is 45. John Ritter's son, and Comedy Central's another period. He's been on Jeb Bush and W. Done a good job. Mm-hmm. He's also done a bunch of stuff on like Drunk History, and he's been really good on that.
That's a fun show.
God, I love that show. I love that show. Let's see here. Jerry O'Connell is 51.
Good old Jerry.
Jerry Maguire. He was married to Rebecca Remey Stamos. Stand By Me, of course, he was in. But let's be honest. Kangaroo Jack. That's the one we all remember
Kangaroo Jack.
I loved that movie.
No. Sliders. Sliders.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Stand By Me.
Yeah. Good ones. Billy Joe Armstrong is 53, Green Day lead singer and songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Really good singer-songwriter.
Very distinctive singing voice.
Yes.
Very distinctive.
Explosion. It's Michael Bay's birthday. 60 years old for the guy.
Throw that one in there.
Anytime Michael Bay doesn't like dialogue, just insert an explosion.
Just blow something up.
I love Michael Bay movies. I'm a sucker for him. I like the action and everything. But if you want a good example of this, go back, and especially the longer we go along here, The Rock is still a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
The concept is insane.
It is.
Insane. And it's such a script-wise bad movie that you literally can see moments where they're like, we don't know how to end this scene. Explosion! It's awesome. It's awesome. If you just want a good action movie and see Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage,
just the two
it's
of them.
It's one of my favorites.
Two of them together is worth the price
absolutely,
of admission.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You guys, I had the poster cutout of the Rock poster.
Oh, it's so
cool.
Like
the one from the movie theater. I had that in my bedroom when I was a teenager.
So the scene in The Rock where, I don't know, it's been so long since I've seen him. He smashes these things and he's got his arms up, Nicolas Cage, and he's on his knees and his arms up, and they do the big pan out, the crane shot.
Yeah, right.
It is the definition of Michael Bay directing, because it's all the things that you could see as influences of old. It's a very cool shot. It's also like $1 billion. It's $1 billion shot, like every single shot he did.
Right.
And I'll say one thing. You see actors all the time go back to do Michael Bay movies. Like a guy that people love working for.
Yeah, he must be a really good boss.
So many of them, and it's such a broad range of styles, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he does everything from horror to Coyote Ugly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a good example.
Yeah,
forgot about that, too. That's good, Melissa, the greatest basketball player of all time is 62, Michael Jordan.
Yes.
I
can't even argue with, I suppose I could, but how? How do you argue with that?
I do think that it's a generational thing.
Probably.
The greatest of his generation, I think, is as best as we can say this.
Yeah.
Because Michael, as much as I could say, well, he won 6 championships undefeated, never lost in the finals, retired for 2 years and came back and won
3
two
more.
Titles.
Yeah.
completely changed the game, literally, mm-hmm. where the basketball was a regional thing. Basketball was big here in the States and maybe a little bit in Canada. Michael Jordan goes over and does with the Dream Team and is the face of the NBA and mm-hmm. sells it. The advertising campaigns, the things that came out of what Michael Jordan did. Magic, so many of the guys in the 60s and 70s, and then Magic and Bird and what they took it to. And then Michael took the baton and said, oh, look what I can do.
Right.
And took it to a whole other level that it's still at. LeBron can't do that because Michael did it first.
Yes. He can't take it to any higher level than
Michael
did.
But it's a generational thing.
Yeah.
It's a generational thing. I will say the greatest slam dunk of all time. The greatest slam dunk of all time.
Well, and that fact that his career ended over 20 years ago and he's still kind of a household name.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He hasn't lost a step in that, not at all.
And the champion he was. The shot he hits in his last shot as a North Carolina Tar Heel is to win a championship. Yeah. And then, you know, what he does in the NBA. The idea of perseverance. Mm-hmm. Michael, his first couple of years in the league, he could score, but he was the guy. He was Josh Allen. He was the Lamar Jackson. He was the guy. Well, he scores a lot, but he can't win.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy will never win. That style of basketball will never win a championship. So Michael gets beat up by Detroit, decides to go into the gym for the whole summer and come back built like the Terminator and goes and wins a bunch of championships. Mm-hmm. And it gives me some of the greatest memories of my childhood.
Larry the Bulls fans, the only good memories.
Yep, yep. All we got is a Bull fan.
That's all you got.
Larry the Cable Guy is 62.
Wow.
Funny comedian. I think that with his whenever you have a comedian that has a niche or something, they get lost. What gets lost in it is that they can actually write.
Plus, Mater.
Yeah, yeah.
Being the voice of Mater is pretty good too.
That's it. That's the one right there.
that's
his
funny
real name, Daniel Lawrence Whitney.
I was wondering what it was. That's cool. Interesting.
So the Lawrence. Oh, that's where the Larry comes from. Okay.
That's where the Larry comes from. Yep.
Lou Diamond Phillips is 63. Stargate, Prodigal Son, Deliverance, Stand and Deliver, Young Guns.
What a good
Lou
actor.
Diamond Phillips. Still doing great work. Yep. Still great out there.
Still chiseled.
Yes,
handsomely.
Still the greatest jawline.
Oh my God.
Cheekbones. But if you haven't seen him as Richie Valens in La Bamba, it's his greatest work. And it's such a beautiful performance. Mm-hmm. It's such a great performance. You see the love that he has for that role and that character and the respect he had.
Right.
Rene Russo is 71. Oh, God. Awesome.
Wow.
Actor. Awesome actor. Completely underrated.
Yep.
Very underrated.
Fabulous. Yep.
As some would say, as my father would say, maybe the greatest running back of all time is 89 today, Jim Brown, Hall of Famer. And also great actor. Great actor. Running Man.
Dirty Dozen.
I'm going to get you, sucker.
Yeah.
So many good ones. And that's going to do it for our birthday and anniversary list. Thank you to everybody who got us these names. We appreciate you. We got some great news, sports, and partners coming up for you on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Play the birthday boy for him. Green Day for you. We got some fun stuff to take into the top of the hour. I want to dive into this one. How many times do you wear a shirt? How many times? Now, you don't have to answer that out loud, of course, everybody, but in your own head, be honest with yourself, at least, about how many times you'll re-wear a shirt or something like that.
I'm thinking before you wash it. Is that what we're looking at here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
No, after you buy it. One time, and then it's trash.
I'm Jerry Lewis. Yeah.
It really did help to add that second part. Thank you, Seth. Thank you. I'm just talking about wearing a shirt.
I'm trying to think, how many times do I wear a shirt? Does it wear out? I don't know.
I'll be honest.
I still have shirts from high school. Guys.
Wow.
Well, and I waited forever to be able to buy clothes for myself and have the money to be able to do that. Now I do it a little bit here and there where I, $20 for a shirt or whatever and stuff, and I'll do it. But I try to keep them intact because I would get a shirt as a kid, I'd throw it in the dryer and not understand why it didn't last. And now I'm trying to make them last a little longer and everything. So I try to take care of my clothes and that. And that's one of my first thoughts about those things. And then, of course, obviously working with others, you worry about smelling and funk and everything, the bad kind of funk.
The bad kind of funk.
Not talking about Parliament. I'm talking about, being funky, smelling funky. This is a question that we ask ourselves. How many times is it worth? Does it still stink or anything like that? It's also hard to smell your own smells sometimes.
Right. Nose blind.
So for you, that shirt might be fine, but it's actually walking on its own. It's moving on its own power.
Stands in the corner.
Stands in the
all
corner.
By itself.
If the shirt is over in the corner smoking a cigarette, I need to be washed. It's time.
Have you met my crunchy shirt?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So people online are making fun of France for telling its people to wear their shirts 5 times. They also say to wear bras 7 times in between washes, workout clothes 3 times, pajamas for a week, and jeans for a month. The advice comes from the Ecological Transition Transition Agency, which is the EPA. They want people to stop doing so much laundry because it's bad for the environment and ruins your clothes. The advice,
both of those are true.
Mm-hmm. Both are very, very true, and I want that to be the headline of this topic.
Right.
While we're having some fun and laughs,
sure.
Keep that in mind. The advice isn't actually new. It's just trending because conservatives in France want to scrap the whole agency to save money, so they're pushing the story. Much like a lot of our best TV shows, where they're really actually European ideas and we've just Americanized them, does anybody see a theme there with the politics right now?
Yeah, just a little bit.
No real fresh ideas. We're just taking Europe's ideas and rebranding them. Like, literally, if you look at the BBC News, you're going to see headlines and then a week later see them over here.
Right.
So some people think it's reasonable advice. Others think it's gross. And a lot of people in France are just annoyed that it's trending. And it's another thing that French people have worked very hard to get away from the stinky French person or the stupid accent I do all the time. Oh, you know, and all that. And this is kind of bringing them back. It's taking two steps back. There was an old stereotype that French people weren't the cleanest, and, you know, they've worked really beyond that. I don't think younger generations get that stereotype. That's how hard they've worked at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of empathy for that. I have an empathy for anybody that's trying to break stereotypes or anything. I've known some people that are from Germany that generations worked over there so hard to make that a free and a welcoming country and people to want to come there and everything. And we see some, you know, as the people trying to hang on to that as some parts of the government tries to go back and everything. That's something to keep in mind for any country.
Right.
You cannot take your foot off the gas. When it comes to our country, it's built on immigrants. Mm-hmm. If people don't want to come here, whether it and I'm talking about like checking all the boxes, doing everything right to be a U.S. citizen,
right.
People stop wanting to do that. That's no different than people don't want to come to Wisconsin because there's no snow. What happens? People suffer. Economies suffer.
Economy.
Yep.
This is the same thing on a country level. And this is something that France worries about because people aren't going to France as much, or they weren't going to France as much because of the stereotypes that existed in the late, and especially in the 60s and 70s and early 80s. So they went from the 80s to now working on that. And now you got a bunch of locks on a bridge in France. You've got all these different things. It is nothing for people to go to France. They're afraid of those things, just like I said about Germany and just like America should be. It's all well and good to say, I don't want anybody coming back, Mayor. I don't want anybody. You're going to miss them when your taxes rise up through the roof.
Because your economy crashes.
Because nobody's putting money into your state. No state can survive with its just state's money. Everybody needs other states' money. Everybody needs other people coming to their state. Every single one in the union. And as a country, we need that. If people don't want to come here, you're going to feel that. You're going to be paying. You think you're paying a lot right now? You're going to be paying a heck of a lot more. Let alone, you're also not going to see any adjustment to minimum wage or anything else.
Right.
So,
So, or anybody, you know, working the jobs that you don't want to work.
Yeah. Surprising, you know. It's like they didn't think it through.
The environmental part of this is important, and everything I was bringing up about clothes is important, too. One, you worked hard for those clothes and taking care of them. But also, we don't want to fill more landfills with, clothes.
A lot of clothes end up in landfills.
Yeah.
So, but I do think that this is all, whether we're talking about pajamas or work clothes, we're talking about wearing something more than once or whatever, case by case.
Yes.
This has got to be a case by case basis.
Right, exactly.
If you run through a mud puddle, whatever that was in the mud puddle's got to go in the wash, no matter how many times you pour it.
Right, exactly. I mean, we have to be serious here, you know, about the workout clothes was like, three times? That
how
might be
times?
A little much.
Three times?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess depending on how hard you work out.
I suppose that has something to do with it, too, yeah.
That would not necessarily cause you to be excessively sweat.
Yeah.
The only ones I don't have a problem with are pajamas and jeans.
Yeah, jeans can go a while.
Jeans can
unless
go
they get
go
you get some on them or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And pajamas. I'll wear a pair of pajamas for close to a week.
Mm-hmm.
I like to do a baseball slide in my jeans every once in a while just to know that I can still do it.
And then you got to wash them.
I do have to wash them for that. I do
stop
have to do
doing
it
in the parking lot. I never.
I was like, what, do you have a sliding pit in your backyard? Yeah, what is it? Yes. Just randomly do it?
I just look for an open patch of grass anywhere I can find it.
You know our only open patch of grass in the parking lot has a lot of rocks under it. Right?
Yeah, ooh, ow.
Tell me about it. Yeah.
As he learned.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back, and when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about an interesting topic we have here about the 8 everyday activities that count as exercise.
Cool. Okay. All right.
Coming up for you on the morning show as at WFH. As WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. 80s vibe to bring us in.
Oh, yeah.
Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. A recent study found even 1 minute bursts of activity can get your heart rate up enough to help you live longer. I just told you I slide whenever I get a chance. I do a baseball slide. Here are 8 everyday things we don't think of as exercise, but they count as exercise.
Cool.
Like taking the stairs. It's a classic mm-hmm. one.
Yeah.
And it's one that can actually really help your cardiovascular.
Yep.
Oh, geez. Mike and the mechanics just want to be heard.
They want to be heard.
Music being very low. Yeah. Make your heart rate go up.
There we
go. Just trying to help you live longer,
just
guys.
Just trying to help everybody. Yeah. That's all I'm doing. Gardening. Or any activity mm-hmm. that's physical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yard work.
Oh, any kind of thing like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I know we have to be careful with shoveling. You know, I know with a lot of people, they need to be careful with that.
Well, yeah, because it's a lot of weight. You got to take your time.
But still, if you know, it still is a nice little exercise if you take it easy. Yeah.
Yeah, I counted that as exercise mm-hmm. this weekend.
Yeah.
I did double the shoveling this weekend and plowing and everything. And half of the trouble that I had with shoveling this weekend was arguing with my father about the type of shovel. And those new bent shovels are a godsend.
They to your back, especially.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. If you are tall and lanky like I am, mm-hmm. Those shovels are a game changer. Yep. Like, we should have been doing this the whole time. They are so... Go ahead. Use a regular one and use one of those and tell me how it works.
Those new shovels that have been around for 30 years. Yes, James. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
You know, we're resistant to change. Come on, it takes a while.
He just didn't know about it. Well, that's all.
I'm explaining why I didn't know, because my father has been holding a lockdown on using old school shovels.
They're at Ace, and they walk by the shovels, and your dad's like, nothing to see here.
Don't look to the left.
Yeah. So I was fighting with him half the time that we're shoveling about it'd be a lot easier if you did. But one other thing that we were talking about, though, too, is like while him and my mother were going through their rehab with their hips, was getting outside and doing gardening mm-hmm. and doing yard work and how much they learned to love that again. They hadn't gotten to do that in so long, and now they're doing it every spring. Carrying your shopping bags in, or even better, walking to the store.
If you're able to do that.
Park a ways away. I park at the end of the parking lot. It's easier to get in and out, number one.
By the way, yeah, exactly.
And then there's a little bit longer of a walk.
Mm-hmm.
I started doing it to avoid people mostly. To be, like you said, Melissa, it's easier to get in and out and all that.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
But the exercise part of it has kept me doing it. I do like that.
Good,
I do like that part of it. Running to catch a train or bus.
That's very East Coast, or big metropolitan area. I'm sure people still have to run to catch buses, but
I like the idea though of you purposely leave like a minute later than you usually would, so you have to run to catch the bus, so you have an exercise. Like the idea of trying to time out being late. I don't know how you do that, but
this would probably be easier without the ankle weights.
And then add in the panic factor of I'm going to miss it.
Yeah,
heart rate's up even higher. Jeepers.
General
Tech Central.
Mm-hmm. Between that and the music, I mean, it's just general cleaning, just picking stuff up around the house if you do it quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's one of those combination things where there are so many people struggling with different aspects of their life. And here you go. Here is almost a one-stop shop of fixing that. Mm-hmm. It's cleaning. It really is. It isn't sexy. It isn't, going to get headlines or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But cleaning really can be that.
Yes, it can.
It really can. It really get a lot of stuff done and feeling good while you're doing it. You throw some music on while you're doing it and you feel even better.
Yep.
Doing laundry, same thing.
Yep.
Lifting and folding can get your muscles worked, and it's got to get done.
Anyway, right. Yeah.
Laundry, cleaning, all these things got to get done anyway. Why not, and you know, make the most of it as
yep.
you can? Getting a little exercise, maybe listen to a podcast or listen to some music that you don't get a chance to. I don't know about anybody else, but the older I get, the less opportunities I have to listen to music. I feel like I get the, you know, a couple of minutes when I'm in the car. And,
yeah,
and,
right.
And, you know, that's about it and
yeah.
everything.
I'm with you.
I think I look forward to, like, last night was my laundry night. I threw on some tunes, and I got the laundry done.
That's a good way to do it, man.
I don't know how much exercise I got, but I got
you
some.
You got something. You got something.
Well, it helps if you're dancing around with the music, too, James.
And I do. I do. I have...
Got to make those pants dance before you put them in the dresser.
I am a rock star when I'm doing the laundry. It's absolutely. I don't think I'm a good one. I don't mean I'm a good rock star.
Oh, it doesn't matter. You don't have to be.
An audience of one. My fur brother, Sam. And Sam has never complained.
Not once.
Sweeping, mopping, and vacuuming. I feel like we're kind of repeating ourselves.
Yeah, it's all housework related.
They just
right?
wanted to get to eight. They just wanted to get to eight on this list.
Okay.
This is another one of those lists where they actually had five, but they wanted to stretch it to eight.
But sweeping, mopping, and vacuuming are actually harder, you know, like physically harder mm-hmm. to do than a lot of the other things we've listed.
Than just picking up. Yeah, that's true.
Besides shoveling stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Has anybody ever done this with a vacuum, especially the first time you use it, where it's man, why is this so hard? Why is this so difficult? And you, the setting is on like
yeah, it's like on a bare floor,
bare
and you're
floor
on carpet. Yeah.
On a carpet.
I am not proud of how many times I've done that. And just
good workout though.
Yeah, it is. And just getting man, could you I don't know if I've ever if I remember what it was like to vacuum those old shag carpets. Like that had to have been a workout.
Oh man.
That
even with a beater bar, yeah.
And just getting up and down a lot. The main goal is don't sit on your butt all day, especially as you get older. Like, that's really the main thing we're taking away from, or we're talking about here.
Motion is lotion.
Yep. Just getting moving. Moving.
How many calories do you burn when you groan every time you do it?
It adds.
It's like, ugh. Yeah.
I like that, though. I like that. That's pretty good.
That was me bending over the other day. Enough so people commented on it. Wow.
I don't know if it helps burn calories, but it definitely adds drama to your movement.
It surely does.
And our last story of the first hour is an interesting one. Maybe that ain't right story. You can go ahead and answer yourself. There's a Swiss company online that's selling tubes of coffee that you can spread on your morning toast or croissant. It's kind of like it's like a tube of oil paint that's black, so it's thick enough that you could put it on fruit like a banana. They advertise it as a product you can, quote, eat or drink that is Whoa. Crafted from 100% fair trade Arabic beans and sweetened with organic Swiss beet sugar.
Wow.
You don't, quote, drink it out of the tube. They say it Ugh. Could be mixed in with water to create an instant coffee.
Okay, or spread on your bagel, I guess. Oh, interesting. Wow.
Peanut butter and coffee sandwich. You know? What's wrong with that?
What is that?
I haven't tried it.
Nutella, that's it. Nutella.
Nutella, right?
This reminds me a little bit of that in some ways.
Yeah, I guess I can see that, yeah.
I, to be honest, I had Nutella like once or twice in my life, so I don't really know much about it. One website had some people taste test the spreadable coffee on bread, on a banana, and in some water, and the reactions were mixed, of course. If you're interested in trying it out, the company is called No Normal Coffee.
Boy, truth in advertising right there. Wow.
It really is.
Yeah.
You can get a single tube for $17. They say the equivalent of 20 cups or a half a cup at Starbucks. You can also get packs of 3 or 6, but you're probably going to want to taste this stuff before you kind of go ahead.
Yeah, that's an investment. Jeez.
Buying the Sam's Club version or anything
My
like
goodness.
That. You know, all the advertisements for this are everybody advertises the same now. Every marketing company is telling everybody to do the same stuff. All these websites, these things, they all look the exact same to me.
They really do. It's, market similarities.
Yeah. People are so afraid to take chances anymore.
Come on, you guys.
Whether we're talking about vehicles or we're talking about coffee, apparently.
Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah.
I mean, they were.
This is parody.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'd try it. But I don't know. I don't know if I'd try it for, would you say $17?
$17 for one tube, yeah.
I'm
mean,
looking
that's a
at
lot
it right
if
now.
You don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now, and Seth, if I didn't tell you that was a spreadable coffee, would you not think that that's like a hair care product?
Exactly. Hair. It was mousse or something like that.
It's this
or gel.
Yeah. Black mousse.
I could send you a picture, Melissa, but you've seen this anytime you're like in the late 90s or even now. This is how they sell hair gel and stuff.
And beard oil. That's kind of what it looks like to me, like a beard oil tube or something.
There is going to be, mark this tape. We are going to be doing a That Ain't Right story at some point about somebody suing this company because they put a bunch of this in their hair and it ruined their
now
hair.
Now they smell like coffee for years.
This is going to happen.
Actually, that doesn't sound bad to me.
It's better than some things you could smell like. I agree.
Yeah.
Secretly, in the back of my mind, all the things I'm saying I want to do. All of them. I want to put this on a bagel.
Put some water in there. Put it in your hair. Yeah.
I'm looking for, with the shorter hair, I've been looking for something that, you know, to help with that. I maybe this is it. Maybe this, I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, dear.
Let us know what you think.
Brush your teeth with it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It looks like it could be toothpaste, too. Yeah.
I'm going to try. I'm going to give it a shot. Encourage you to let us know what you think, everybody. And of course, stick around, because not only do we have entertainment news coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, we're also going to get into what is the most mispronounced names.
That's a good one.
And of course, at 9 o'clock hour, we'll kick off with Beth Habegger and the kitchen's open.
Woo!
We're looking forward to that. We got other great stuff going on. We're going to get into some local good stories of the day. Let you know about our schedule coming up for today as well. Plenty more on the way for you right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.